And with all those IDs, let's get started. QST, 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 this is Tom Fry, KF6Q. Net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 plus offset of 600 kilohertz and a PL of 131.8. Net is connected every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions prevail. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. For more information on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, go to www.bbarc.org. That's bbarc.org. Or their Facebook page at K6BB. Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. Purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge and education of information of amateur radio and a lot of other stuff too. A gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communication. For AI, he or them or whatever, before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic, please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for that? Please call KF6Q. And Harold, glad to hear you out there. Go ahead.
I wondered what was coming in there. I don't understand it. Right, this is not ham radio, but it's connected with what we were discussing last week. And I heard this morning on KNX that Verizon and AOL have sent warnings to their subscriber list about Heartbleed. And AOL is sending out a warning that people should change their passwords, because apparently a huge number of spoof emails have gone out using the addresses and passwords of AOL subscribers, and it's nothing to do with AOL. 86
deal. Oh, good deal there, Harold. You know what? Maybe we'll just expand on that and see who else has got any updated information. I myself do not have much, but I asked Jim to kind of get that started, so maybe we'll just carry forward, see what's going on out there. So, anyway, any other announcements? All right, very cool. Yeah, that'll be a kind of a brief topic. Got actually quite a few things I have to get done also this tonight, so we'll probably cut it a little bit shorter. Well, let's go ahead and call, he said. Our roster. Okay, how about KA6CIA George? Let's see if he's out there.
He's out here. Hey, good evening, Tom. KA6CIA.
George, glad to have you out there. Sorry I haven't been to any of the donut stuff or breakfast, but I've just been busy. I've been thing called work. Oh, terrible thing. But as soon as I get a chance, hopefully I'll catch you out there. Alrighty, let's see. I'm not sure of either. Let's see if we got KJ6HDS, Mike. You only hear him in and out of there once in a while. How about WA6ITC, Rod?
Yep, Blake Williams is still here. WA6ITC.
Well, if you see Blake Williams trying to escape, throw down the gate there in that street in front of you so it can't get away. Thanks, Rod. Glad to have you out there. How about KJ6FIL, Mike?
Evening, everybody. KJ6FIL.
And good evening there, Mike. Hopefully it's not as windy down there as it is up here. Well, I've been breezy all day. All right. Good to have you out there. How about KJ6KDL, Jim? KJ6KDK, Rosemary?
This is KJ6KDK, and we're
KDL.
Please check in Jim as well. Thank you.
All right, you've got to let him out of that chair and take the duct tape off once in a while so he can come to the mic. That's okay. All right, Rosemary, hope you're feeling better. My knee's getting a little bit better every day. All right, how about W6GZI? Let's see, we have Frank. Don't hear Frank out there. How about KI6IQA Kelly? All right, he's been a pretty busy guy lately, so that's okay. How about K9AOG Stephen, Long Beach? Nothing heard there. K6GPL Ron from Green Valley.
Good evening, Tom and Lynette. This is Ron, K6GVL.
Hey Ron, glad to have you out there, by the way, and anybody else, which is whoever's out there listening in. I have two people now, one in Huntington Beach, Glenn Langer, and another one now, John, KE6TLT in Hemet area, that have had huge problems with the Mexican repeater interfering. Both of them purchased a corner reflector, Yagi type. It's not really a Yagi, it's way better. These have almost complete rejection on the sides. Yagis don't. Yagis say, okay, we'll let a lot in on the side, but a whole bunch more in the front. Anyway, they are very successful, complete elimination interference from that. So, not sure what they cost, but they can be built too at home. So, anyway, just to let you know. All right, next on the list is AD6PL. Harold.
AD6PL.
Glad to have you out there, Harold. All right. Let's see if we have Might Be Mobile KJ6RAY. Ray. He's probably out there somewhere. Hopefully not stuck in too much traffic. All right, not sure if he's still going to doggy parenting school. Let's see if we got K6LCS Quint. I think he is. That's too bad. That's really got to be terrible. All right, KJ6PYV, Dave.
Good evening, Tom and Annette, KJ6PYV.
And good evening there, Dave. And by the way, thanks for doing the net last night. Great job. Fantastic job. All right, moving on down my list here. Let's see. Now, here's a guy. I know he's out there. He was on Echolink. W6POO Chip. I'll leave a little space so you can get in.
Evening, Tom and Annette. This is W6POO, Whiskey 6, Papa Oscar Oscar, in a very windy Palm Springs. Back to you, Annette.
All right, Chip. Yeah, I heard you in there, and also I do pull up Echolink to see who's on. Glad you could join us. Yeah, windy, boy. Supposed to die off. It's bad when it dies off, or it's supposed to, and then they extend the wind alert out more. It's kind of like, well, you know, we thought it'd end here, but it didn't. Alrighty, let's see here. Moving on down, we have Chris also. Let's see if he's out there. K6YNW.
Howdy, K6YNW.
How you doing, Chris? Batting down the hatches. Yeah, lots of wind. That's okay. We may get snow up here Saturday. Yes. Yes, after all the summer weather, a couple inches of snow possible. Not for sure. Boy, isn't that crazy. All right, next on the list here. About to lose all his orchard trees. KD6LN Bill.
Good evening, all. By the way, just a word of warning to all you guys out there. Doggy school is run by cats. KD6LN.
Yeah, but that could be also misinformation. That's the newest thing in this half a century at least. No, I think actually that went back even to the days of the Roman Empire. There was a lot of misinformation all the way through. All right, let's see. Not sure if he's mobile out there. We'll give him a shout just in case he is. KJ6QYN. Let's see if Shelly's out there. Oh, he's not, but that's okay. That's all right. Well, let's see. What else I got on here? I got quite a few more, of course. How about AE6CK Victor? probably out there busily at work. This is KF6Q Tech Tuesday and the group every Tuesday that we can. How about KA6ROD Rod?
Good evening, KA6ROD. And the dog's got a free CAT scan with the course.
Okay. And who is taking the money for all those classes anyway? I'm not sure which one is. All right, good to have you out there, Rod. All right, let's see. Well, we haven't had him out there in a while. That is most of everybody on that list. Over here to our other list of names and people. Let's see if Zach's out there. How about KK6FJE? Zach.
How's it going, y'all? It's KK6FJE, Zach and Sugardove.
Hey, while I got you there, Zach, do you know if your partner at your work there, now he was thinking about retaking the exam, but I don't know if he wanted to wait. There is a class, more public information coming out. Oh, here it is. There's going to be an open class, cost is zero for the class. It's a refresher cram session type thing. It'll be in the middle of May, so I don't know if he was going to do that. And then take the test, because the test is given right after that. So, do you know what his plans are?
No, I'm not sure. He hasn't said as much as far as that's concerned. He just said that he had failed the test by two again.
Yeah, he's so close. I think he just needs to get a little focus here. What we do in the class. There's going to be some CERT people there, a bunch of people, a few others, and like I said, the class is free. Test, of course, still costs the same. But we go over all the questions, every single one in the question pool. It's all day, it's 8 hours Saturday, and about 3 to 4 hours Sunday with the test immediately thereafter. So couldn't be any fresher in their mind, so... Let them know. That might be a better option than just this Sunday. I really don't have anybody else scheduled for Sunday. So if he wants to do it this Sunday anyway, he needs to let me know. All right. How about KK6HUB, Bob?
Yeah, hello, Tom and the group, KK6HUB.
And good evening there, Bob. Appreciate you being out there. Let's see if we can get a couple people here. Not sure if we got Art. W2PFA, Art. Not hearing Art out there, that's okay. Let's see, how about W6OXA, Omar. All right, don't hear him out there. We'll give Elise a call. K6LON, is that, no, yes. Might have that wrong, written down wrong. Anyway, Elise, are you out there? Okay, I think I got this call sign down wrong. Let's see here. How about W6CYS teacher at work, John?
W6CYS, we're here in Big Bear City and we are making some progress. Back to you, Tom.
John, you set up Elise's radio, and I know she was in there a bit. Was that an older call sign? I have K6LON. I don't know if it was KK6LON.
No, there's something between the K and the 6, and I think it was G. I think it was golf, but not sure. I probably got it here in my email somewhere. I'll track that down and let you know in a little bit. W6CYS.
Okay. Yeah, not too sure. Well, I'll just throw that in there. Anyway, I think it's not a big deal. Not the end of the world. All right. Let's see. Who else do I have on here? Let's see. Oh, we had Dennis out there. Not sure I have his call sign here. Well, let's just see who else we got out there. Anybody else wants to check in as a guest, please come back to KF6Q.
Hey, Tom, good evening, W6AWL, and thanks for the plug on the class. Get it around. We'll always take anybody who wants to come and join us.
Not a problem, Art. Yeah, and I always know you're out there listening. You're one of the silent listeners. Not a problem. Anybody else out there?
7WNO, Mike, motorcycle mobile.
N7WNO. Mike, I got your name on the list. I just didn't call it. I'm sorry. Good to have you out there. Be careful on that motorcycle. Anybody else? That is actually the EchoLink forwarding transmitter ID. If you ever wonder what that is, actually IDs are patched to the repeater, and sometimes they both ID, and it sounds like we got so much IDs going on, it's crazy. But anyway, it's FCC regs. So, well, I'll tell you what, Harold, I was not around last Monday. Jim kind of did the job for me last Monday with this. Virus out there. It seems that it has a lot of publicity. And I know you're saying out there now that there's more information with all these groups of changing your password. Any other cool and new information? Actually, for me, would be new information. I really haven't kept track. What is happening out there? Back to you, Harold.
All I heard this morning was on KNX early this morning. Jim was telling about it last week, and apparently it's something that's been there for a while. I don't know. He can tell you about it. He knows how that stuff operates. But they said this morning Verizon and AOL were sending notices to their subscribers, and apparently somebody is using that to, or the information through that, to send out emails from AOL to the subscribers or people on their list or something. Jim can probably tell you more than, I know he can tell you a hell of a lot more than I can, because I don't know very much. 86PL.
That's okay, Earl. Appreciate that. I don't know if Jim is tied up because he was literally duct taped to a chair in front of a computer, hacking away at his job. He's just so dedicated. But Jim, if you're out there and you got a minute, real quick briefing out there. Is it basically attacking computers, or is it attacking computer these databases at places where the passwords are stored? Is it on our computers? Probably an answer to any one of those three questions is going to help clear up a lot of stuff, especially anybody out there who wasn't out there last week.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Yeah, I'm still here. And this is not a virus. It is a found vulnerability in the coding for non-Windows computers to use SSL or TLS secure socket layer or transport layer security, when you type HTTPS. And somebody had injected some code, they think back January 2012 or 11, I forget the exact date. It's in last week's Tech Tuesday, which you can find on audio if you go to bbarc.org and click on the Tech Tuesday link. But basically, there's a piece of code for UDP streaming, which is the video when you go to watch a video and it just runs. And it's just basically dumped to your computer without any handshaking. And you get what you get. If the internet bumps, you lose your video. And if you lose it too long, it actually breaks. So somebody thought it would be neat to put in some code to put in a keep alive request on UDP. Turns out if you put in a certain four-character sequence, well, basically it says, hey, here's what I've got in my buffer right now. And it could be an ID and password. It could be a CA certificate. It could be a whole bunch of stuff. But it's basically a spinning wheel, and whenever you say, give me what you got, you get whatever's there. So chances of anything being exploited is minimal, but it turns out that a couple of independent groups had recently found out that they could do this if they used enough resources, and it's a lot. So a lot of people decided to use this free open SSL code in their stuff, and they had to go patch their software. I better take a break before I time out the repeater, and I'll come right back. KJ6KDL again. And several websites got caught. And turns out, if you have a non-Windows machine, that includes your Android phones, it's possible you have a version of this OpenSSL code that's used to do the secure handshake and transfer data. And it's possible somebody could pull your cell phone if they happen to know what IP address you are on the Verizon network, and whatever's in your buffer could get coughed out. Facebook was on the list. Instagram, Pinterest, Tumblr, Twitter, Google, Yahoo, Gmail, Yahoo Mail, GoDaddy, TurboTax, the Intuit company, Dropbox, Minecraft, OkCupid. Actually, when we logged in Network Solutions last night to do some web page work and logged out, it told us, we fixed our OpenSSL vulnerability. You need to change your password. So if you manage website domains, you probably need to change your password, because maybe, just maybe, somebody happened to catch your password as you were typing it into a login panel. The chances of this is awfully slim, but everybody's being paranoid, and they're taking precautions. Back to you, Tom. KF6Q, this is KJ6KDL.
Yeah, KF6Q here, Tech Tuesday, and the group every Tuesday we can. And then sometimes even when we can't, like last week, which we still did. Yeah, I think, and for everybody out there, non-Windows machines, and you're hearing a lot of these sites that host have big servers. And the thing is that the majority of them do not use Windows software for their server software. There's a lot of reasons why, but we're not going to go into that. But they're mostly Linux-based, and I would assume that's why they are under scrutiny with this, which are normally a little bit more secure Linuxes with you know, viruses and such. But it's also, you know, it's designed around being just that. They do a very good job. Nothing against Microsoft, but, you know, there's been issues with Server 2012, and let's see, not going to go down that street. Anyway, so, and let me reset. Yeah, that's pretty much that. Of course, all your phones, you've either got, what is it, iOS on iPhones, Jim, I think it is, and you've got a lot of the Android versions, weird names. Ice cream sandwich. Ah, that sounds like something I would eat, not have on my phone. But anyway, all this stuff out there. So, anyway, very cool. Hey, Jim, anything else to add to that? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a website out. It was Heartbleed something. There was a guy who came on with a canine call sign, and I don't know if he can make it in tonight. He was going home, obviously in the business. He listed a site, and I'm having a brain dump. I think I put it in the notes, but from last week, maybe. But there was a site that said, "I doubt you can do this, but here's our website, and try to hack it. We dare you." And so some professors at a college used their entire network of computers and just pounded this server, and at some point, it was just short of a day, I forget the exact number of hours, they managed to accidentally catch the CA certificate for this website, and they pulled the contents of it down, which you can do, and they hosted a spoof server, and they said, go into your LMHost file and put in our IP address, and then type your website and see what happens. And sure enough, it looked just like their website. So they went and revoked their SSL certificate, so it's no longer good. But the thing is, you know, or somebody says, see if you can make it here, and somebody fires a rocket and burns a bunch of fuel to get there, the average person is not going to do that. So this is just something that I think somebody found out that Google had done some polls, just sweep through in December, and they could find out that there are a bunch of routers that are Linux-based. They didn't list specifics, but some of the Linksys and Netgears popped up that can do this, and you need to get firmware updates if it's too old. Probably need to buy a new router if you're really paranoid. Anyway, it's something that a person found. Now that it's out, you know what happens. Somebody spills the beans and says, hey, found an exploit. This is how it works. So now the bad guys know how to take advantage of it. Got a patch. So that's just the way it goes. Back to you, Tom. KJ6KDL.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so I think most of us that are running Windows software, no matter what version it is, we're probably okay. And the thing is that you always wonder if you're changing your password, is the new password going to the right spot, or is it going to somebody's hack? You just never know, you know, but I guess we'll have to assume that everything is good. So anyway, anybody else, any other information out there on the Heartbleed information out there right now, please come back. And then if not, we'll change subjects here. Right. Well, we'll call that one a wrap. Anyway, a couple things coming up. Also did not announce this, but I want to mention this again. Up here in Big Bear, this Saturday coming up, very, very busy Saturday up here. There is a disaster preparedness fair, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and it's at the community church, which is only a rock's throw to the west from the Big Bear Lake Fire Station, same side of the street. You won't miss it. There'll be lots of EZUPs and stuff out there. We will be out there, myself and a few others, as ECS, San Bernardino County Fire, and also as Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. So just handing out information to people about being prepared. Anyway, with that all said, so if you're up here, please come on out. Of course, we also have the meeting afterwards at our ECS meeting and then the club meeting. Also, some new information. Well, this year, the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club will be having its field day exercises, the whole 9 yards out there, or 10 yards maybe. It's at Paradise County Yard. There are a lot of yards. Anyway, we will be out there on field day from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday is set up, Saturday and Sunday operating, and Sunday teardown. And it'll be a joint thing with San Bernardino County Fire ECS people and Big Bear Valley CERT on Saturday. So anyway, going to be pretty cool. Let me reset. Not carved in stone yet, but chances are that the meeting we have at the Big Bear Lake Fire Station coming up this Saturday, a couple days from now, might be the last one we have there. We are planning on moving all of our future meetings over to Paradise Yard. Just going to make sure we have this all detailed, carved in stone, but I think that's pretty much a wrap. We will talk about it at the meeting. We've always had a parking issue. We've got a huge amount of members showing up at the meetings now. If we go over to Paradise Yard, just the opposite end of town, that's the only issue. Lots of parking and a much bigger room. So anyway, that should be kind of neat. And pretty sure we've got that locked in, but we'll discuss it a little bit more. Let everybody know for sure. All right. Next topic on the technology side, not actually radio, the U.S. Navy Railgun. Yes, the U.S. Navy is planning a public demonstration. I do believe this will be a land-based. Not sure exactly what they're going to do. I believe it's this July. Their hypersonic railgun They're doing this to save money, by the way. Yeah, these are going to be cheaper to fire these little projectiles. They've even designed a whole new boat just for that purpose called the Zumwait. Zumwat, having that, like whatever it is, it's a destroyer, was just christened a couple weeks ago. So it was on the drawing board, it was being built, it is now in the ocean. Anyway, if you see a picture of it, and you can, actually, if you Google the Zumwait, you'll bring up some nice new pictures. Looks like that stealth boat that they had designs of, well, they built one. It's a destroyer, supposed to look like about the size of a fishing boat on radar, and they decided that's the one they're putting the railgun on. We'll talk a little about this railgun. KO6Q Tech Tuesday and the group, every Tuesday that we can, was based on electromagnetic principles of the forces created by electricity traveling through something. And something is a projectile, which the electricity goes at a right angle to these two rails. One rail plus, one rail minus. Anyway, as this huge current feeds through there, and I mean a lot of juice, Bruce. We're talking about something that would light the city of Chicago. Yes, so a lot of power. One of the stumbling blocks, you know, for years, of course, with this huge magnetic force, throws this thing out, this rail system, all other details, of course, highly classified, at a speed of, yes, over 5,000, possibly 6,000, and that's the public information side, with a range of 100 miles. This is in comparison to the fairly state-of-the-art guns, cannons, whatever you want to call them, big guns we have on our boats now, which 25 to 35 mile range, maybe a little more, basic muzzle velocity on those guys, right around 1,500 miles an hour, plus or minus, and plus shells, plus powder, plus primers, all that. Well, with the railgun, we have one thing and one thing only, just the projectile. And with that said, the savings, I believe, is at least 10 to 1, and I've seen quotes of high as 100 to 1 savings, easier to actually store all the stuff below deck. There's a million pluses, so anyway, new stuff from the U.S. Navy coming out, and there, wait, there's more. It slices, it dices. We have more in just a second. Also on the list to be deployed on these right away, they have quite a few local infrared lasers. Neat stuff. That's pretty classified with their power ratings, and the power ratings they give, of course, are never correct. But even if they are, that's still a lot hotter than I'd want to get hit with. So anyway, a lot of good information there. This is your U.S. Navy at work. But wait, there's more. Also, and these guys have been busy, I think we had mentioned this before, the X-47A, Google that, X-47B, you're going to come up with a very, very cool, and a lot of pictures of the Navy's new UAV, which is quite different than the Army, Air Force, Marines. The Navy's is autonomous. What's that mean? Robotic. Yes. No driver. Just say, hey, go over there and do this and then come back. Okay. It has taken off and landed autonomously from a carrier. And trust me, that's one of the most difficult things for a regular Navy pilot. Well, now we have robotic UAVs doing it. Big plus there is, guy, that we can afford to lose that craft without losing a life. Of course, we don't want to lose the money that it costs to build it. But anyway, that's one of the pluses there. Anyway, well, there's a lot of Navy stuff. And why are we talking Navy? Well, I'm proud to announce my second oldest grandson enlisted in the Navy. He will be graduating at the end of May. And I met his girlfriend this last weekend on Easter, and she's going in the Navy, too. And I said, well, I hope you guys don't plan on being in the same spot, because it'll never work. Anyway, headed for boot camp up in Chicago later on, and they, of course, where they get sent, who knows. But anyway, he has a couple years of junior ROTC with school, pretty much already accustomed to the discipline stuff. So anyway, proud of him. Anyway, very good. All right, anybody else out there with cool stuff, please come back to KSXQ.
6PL.
Yes, Errol, go ahead.
Right, on the Zoom wall, they're going to also put laser weapons on. They were supposed to test the laser last week, I believe. The article I read, which I think it came from England, wasn't anything here. Article I read said that the rail gun would probably be installed in 2016. There's another little goodie if you just Google Wave Rider, WAVERIDER, and that's one of the Navy's newest goodies. They have a new, there's another new ship that they just, the USS Coronado, check that one out. It just was brought into Coronado and put into service down there a week ago. AD6PL.
Yeah, they've been very, very busy, they have. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, the railgun is supposed to be deployed 2016. I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't a little bit sooner. But, you know, publicly 2016. And, I understand they're going to be hanging out in the Persian Gulf. I don't know why, but I guess that's a pretty easy or good area to test stuff. Not too sure. With that all said, yeah, the lasers, yeah, they're actually, I think they're actually on certain ships. They're already there, and that's public information too. So anyway, yeah, a lot of neat stuff there around the pike. And we had talked about with him, you know, I talked about the Navy and the Air Force, the different, he'd been already been through 29 Palms, but Camp Pendleton, went down there for weeks, a week, a couple times during the school year for ROTC, junior ROTC, and pretty neat stuff. They have, the Marines do, but let me reset. The Air Force is getting more to be the Aerospace Force because, you know, about half the stuff they have is actually beyond the atmosphere, it seems like, which is fine. You know, it's just a matter of what it is. Yeah, pretty neat stuff. Nice to be hearing some of this stuff. Of course, that stuff does cost money, but the railgun actually will save money. A lot of this stuff is actually like that some way. Due to the technology requires half the crew. So, you know, to do the same thing that the destroyer, equivalent destroyer would do prior. So, you know, if that's a savings actually right there. So trying to cut costs and do a better job. So I cannot complain about that. Anybody else out there or Harold, if you have more, go ahead.
Real quick comment here on the definitive intelligence on our military stuff, our new stuff that's just come out and going to be coming out. If you want the detailed information, go to the Chinese military intelligence website, the one that you can't normally get into, and to Putin's KGB website. They both will have all the details. 86PL.
Yeah, the only thing is, you have to be careful and make sure that it's not misinformation we sent them. You just never know, you know. Anyway. All right, anybody else out there, any cool new stuff to talk about? If not, we'll get ready to close Tech Tuesday. Actually, I guess we just can't help it at least going about 45 minutes. Please come back to KM6Q, Tech Tuesday, and the group.
The KJ6KDL.
Yes, Jim, go ahead.
last summer we caught a what turned out to be a rerun about an aircraft carrier. I don't know the name of. This was probably in 2010 that they were doing these trials, and this is early variations of what you're talking about. I found a Wikipedia on the device, but the show is really neat about replacing the tow cable to launch aircraft off of an aircraft carrier, and they used a nuclear aircraft carrier, obviously, and they did what you said. They saved a lot of space using a nonlinear electromagnetic motor, and they call it linear induction, I think, and the system literally, according to these specs, will take a 100,000-pound aircraft and in 300 feet be tossing it off the aircraft at 130 knots, 240 kilometers per hour. That is really amazing. It was a really neat show to watch. But, yeah, that was something. So that was the beginning, I guess, one of their first projects. KJ6KDL.
KF6Q Tech Tuesday and a group every Tuesday that we get out here and do it, which is just about all of them. Yeah, you know, I think I saw that, Jim, and I don't think they're actually going to the railgun weapon system. I think that was all. That's been kicking around for years. I mean, like decades. But they probably thought, hey, if it works there, the linear motor, as they call it. If you've ever seen some of the life aboard a carrier, a couple specials they have out there, they're usually on History Channel or on, you know, on National Geographic when you're not watching, you know, Alaska State Troopers or We Killed More Gators This Week or whatever. I mean, the good old stuff. If you see it out there, what they've, if you see how the mechanism is of the steam run catapult system and the cables and the weights, it is incredible. So if they, you know, could put together a linear motor, yeah, I mean, a lot of that stuff goes away. So pretty neat. But, you know, there's a lot out there. Also, let me reset. The cool thing, too, and you probably stumble across this if you're Googling any of this stuff up, we have approximately 10 of what's called the Nimitz class carrier. The Nimitz class carriers are the largest of any country in the world. And they actually show one next to Japan's largest carrier. And it's rather, the size comparison is rather drastic. We know China's building a few out there. Who knows what Russia's doing? When they get done playing around in Ukraine, figuring out what they're doing there. But, yeah, so there's, you know, for the Cold War being over, the war toys keep on going. And it, what is it they say, the best offense is a defense? Well, let's get a good defense. So, you know, hopefully we don't have to use it, but yeah, at least we have the stuff if we do. So anyway, yeah, with that, it's the Nimitz class carrier. Google that up, and you're going to find out some very awesome stuff. This is the latest and greatest stuff out there. I'm not sure if the USS Ronald Reagan is one of those in that class. I'm not sure that George W. Bush, I do believe, is. But anyway, there's 10. And there was a reason that they were mothballing some of those old carriers we had World War II, because these things are awesome that have taken their place. Anyway, anybody else out there, any more comments?
TXPL.
Go ahead, Harold.
We're up in the Bay Area, and you want to see mothballed Navy. It's all over Benicia. I go over there and take a look at it. Unbelievable. But, this is just a little information for people that might be like myself that aren't computer people and ended up with Windows 8 or 8.1 and not too certain of what's going on. I found what appears to be, and you check it out closely, but I found what appears to be a really good website. The information I got off of it was right to the point where there's an alternative. It told you the difference between 8 and 8.1. And it's the name of it is it's a numeral 7 tutorial.com. And that's all one word, 86 beyond.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, there's a lot of people are adjusting to Windows 8.1. Some are just sticking with Windows 7. And you'd be surprised. You would really be surprised how many corporations are still hanging on to XP. Unsupported by Microsoft, and I could make a comment there of why do they need updates all the time on something that should work, that you paid for. But that's okay. Anyway, we're not going to go down that road either tonight. So anyway, yeah, good deal. A lot of good information on the internet. Google the stuff up. Thanks for that that website, Harold. Appreciate that. That'll help us quite a few out there. So anyway, anybody else out there? More info before we close Tech Tuesday. Right, anyway, well, of course, we always like to do a little bit of everything just besides radio. Radio is good. Radio is cool. A lot of other technology out there also. So always good to talk tech, and tech is everything. So, all right. Well, I want to thank everybody out there for joining us this evening, and we'll have some more cool stuff next week, and stick with us. Maybe we'll get back to some of these great articles in QST. I know we haven't been there for a while. Very cool stuff. And we've probably passed a few, but we'll dig back through them, bring some good stuff out there to light. So anyway, QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q Net Control for the Tech Tuesday Net, closing the net at 1900 hours, 47 minutes, local time. Thanking everybody for participating. Please join us again next week, and all take care out there. We'll see you then. Returning the repeater back to normal use. This is KF6Q.